You Only Live 18 Times by Blue Draggy. Chapter 12. Daramon looked down at the cove below him as he stood on the edge of the jungle. From this vantage point, he could see the whole of the complex of hastily constructed buildings, the dock, and the underwater ship there. He'd have to remember the layout as best he could, because once he loped down into the area, he would be looking at everything from about a foot and a half from the ground level, and from that perspective it was easy to get lost. Though he never said it, that was one of the reasons he tolerated being petted like a true cat. It gave him a better view. Of course, there were other reasons, too. And then the warning alarm went off. Expected, really. The Altmer were fond of their wards, and to erect a base like this without them would have been more of a surprise. What he could do, he wasn't sure of. His specialty was espionage, sneaking in where unsuspected and eavesdropping were his stock in trade. Then he saw Rajira race from the jungle on the other side of the cove toward the ship, and he decided he had to do something. She was obviously going to get caught or killed. It looked like she was on a suicide mission to blow up the ship. Not much he could do to help her there, he convinced himself, and, to be honest to himself, it didn't sound like much fun. He had his own heroic streak, but the opportunity for an Alphique the size and shape of a small cat to do anything truly heroic was limited. Still, if she survived and was imprisoned, maybe he could still do something for her there. He started down into the cove at a trot, and saw her descend into the ship, with a large contingent of Argonians and Altmer running after her. If she managed to blow the thing up, it was going to be a terrific explosion, so he kept one of the buildings between himself and the ship for protection. But a few minutes passed and nothing happened, so he peered around the corner and saw her being unceremoniously manhandled by a large Argonian and carried bodily toward the large building that was obviously the Altmer headquarters. The ship showed no signs of being damaged in any way. Plus, he couldn't help noticing that her bikini bra had been rendered pointless, and he felt a bit ashamed at himself for that.
Ah, well, he decided when she was out of view. I can't help what I am. I guess I'm on a rescue mission now.
He circled around the back of the various smaller shacks and buildings towards the main one until it came in sight. Argonians were milling around now, the excitement over, and the routine was getting back to normal. He noticed a tall palm tree beside the headquarters that he could climb. He could leap from there to the roof, then onto one of the balconies on the top floor, if he could catch one with an open door. Suddenly he felt hands wrap around his abdomen.
"Aw, look at you, little kitten. What are you doing here?"
He looked around at the face of a female Argonian. The teeth looked strikingly large, and he hoped she was just smiling.
"Scalen, come look," she said to another Argonian nearby. "A kitten!"
The male came close and made as if to pet him. Daramon had to decide quickly if he wanted to fight or go along with the nice kitty routine. But circumstances being what they were, he decided to play nice. He started to purr as the male scratched his neck.
"Aw, he's so cute," said the male. "What are you doing here, little fella?"
"Oh, Scalen, can we keep him? I always wanted a pet."
"Deej, you know what happened last time."
"That was an accident." "Oh, look, he's purring. He likes you."
"He is cute, but surely he's somebody else's pet. Somebody must have snuck him over on the ship."
"Well, we can't just let him wander around. It's dangerous for a little kitty out there. If someone owns him, I'm sure they'll be looking for him. We'll just keep him safe till then. Come on, what do you say?"
Daramon began to worry. He'd played the pet many times before. He could handle that. But that bit about it being dangerous worried him in two ways. First, it implied he might be stuck inside a cage or not be allowed to roam. But second, dangerous? He'd seen nothing so far to worry about on the island, but he'd just gotten here. Maybe there were cat-eating beasts roaming around out there. And then, of course, there was the question of just what had happened to the female Argonian's last pet. It sounded ominous.
"All right," the male relented, "but you'll have to train him to use a sandbox."
Oh, I will. You wouldn't shit on the floor, would you, little kitty? If it gets me out of your house, hell yes I will, he thought.
But he played the nice kitty and let her carry him into a small room in a dormitory building. The room had only a bed, door, and a window, but the pair of Argoniums seemed not to mind. After they'd set him up with a sandbox, a blanket for a bed, and a pair of bowls for water and food, the male had left to go back to whatever work he was assigned. The female doted on him for hours, though, and he began to get anxious about getting away. He mewled at the door, but she just picked him up and put him in his sandbox.
No, damn it, I don't have to piss, he wanted to say. I want to go outside.
Finally he gave up, though. It was obvious he wasn't going to be let out any time soon. This female needed some cuddle time, so he did his duty and snuggled up with her. He did rather like the stroking.
What's your name, little kitty?
She asked as she lounged with him on the bed.
I guess I'll have to give you one.
Daramon moaned internally. He'd had a spate of names in the time since he'd been turned into an Alphique. None of them he liked. Most were too cute, some were so obscure that he never did figure out their meaning, and some were just some bad pun. He'd been Boots 3 times already, but he'd decided Chairman Meow was the worst.
Whiskers? She seemed to ask him, and he hissed his displeasure. No? I know. How about Meekow? It means fierce devourer. You tore into that food. Are you a fierce devourer?
He considered that. Yes, he decided. Meekow would do. He rather liked it, actually. Besides, he liked the word fierce. He started to purr and pressed his head against her hand.
Meekow it is, then, she decided.
Then she stood up and began to undress, saying,
Now you stay here, Meekow. I've got to get ready. I'm working on the ship tonight, and Scalen won't get back for a few hours yet. Will you be all right by yourself?
Daramon made a nest for himself on the bed and settled down, cleaning himself while he watched her move around the room. While he preferred his own species, he could still appreciate a finely tuned female Argonian figure, too, and Deej was a prime example of her race. He purred. Sometimes his job had its perks. An hour later, she left, closing the door behind her, and Daramon was left alone.
Finally,
he said aloud, disregarding the fact that he hadn't even attempted to leave while she was dressing. He looked up at the window. It was open, but screened. At least it was inset into the wall, so if he could manage to get to it, he would have a place to sit and work on that screen. The daylight was waning, and there was no lights in the room. He judged the distance. This wasn't going to be easy. He leapt. He was shy of the distance by no more than an inch, landing back on the tile floor gracefully. He tried again, this time with a bit of a running start. He almost managed to get a claw on the ledge before he tumbled back to the floor. Once more, same result.
Damn, he said. So close.
He looked around the room. There was the wardrobe where Deej had got her clothes, but that was far too big and heavy for him to budge. Then there was the laundry basket where she'd put her old clothes. He tried pushing it, but it didn't move either. There were a lot of clothes in there. The blanket might work if piled up, but it was pretty heavy for a cat, too. Other than that, there just wasn't much to work with here. And then he realized what he had to do. He looked back at the basket and looked within. Yes, it would probably work, but he'd have to get everything out of it by hand first. Well, by mouth. He swallowed his pride and jumped into the basket, then back out with the Argonian's bra in his mouth. This was going to take a while. When he was done, there was a pile of clothes on the floor, both feminine and masculine. The pair obviously shared this room, but the job was done, and it was time to try and flip the basket. He jumped onto the edge, and the basket rolled out from under him, skittering across the floor. The second attempt worked better, but he ended up underneath it. For a second he was worried he'd be stuck there, but the basket was light, and he managed to pry a claw underneath it and scurry out from under it. Then he nosed it toward the window until it was just underneath. With a running start, he jumped from the floor to the basket and immediately up to the window sill.
"Yes!"
he cried, though keeping his voice down. By now, night had come on in full, and he heard voices outside the window. Fortunately, he was on the ground floor. Then he began working on the screen. It was made of a metallic grid. Fuck. The strands were small but not easily torn with claws. He extended his own and looked at them, then back at the screen. This was going to take a while, he realized. Too long. The mail would surely be back before he even came close.
Oh, well, he sighed to himself. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Then he got to work, concentrating on a single strand near the bottom of the screen, so it wouldn't be obvious when the Argonians returned. He'd managed to get 3 strands cut before the door opened again.
Well, hi there, kitty,
said the voice of Scalen, and he withdrew his claws as the Argonian picked him up off the sill and set him back on the floor, uprighting the basket and putting the clothes back in.
Smart little guy, aren't you?
He said. Daramon meowed.